Hi there, I'm Lady Ganja.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
This is a podcast about our adventures in the cannabis industry,
puffing and passing,
and our best ideas.
We are the Devil's Lettuce Ladies.
Are marketing and design nerds, and this is a podcast about our best ideas, puffing and passing, and our many opinions. So what is on the schedule for today's sesh?
So today we're going back in time to learn about some high history. But first, what you smoking?
I'm glad you asked, because you were the one that gave me these gummies. They are the Information Entropy, what was it, watermelon lemon?
Yes, something like that.
It was so good. And it had,
I took a picture, I can look it up.
I mean, first of all, I remember the bag looked beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it had like metallic on it a little bit. Anyway, these gummies are so good. They're almost like limoncello kind of tasting.
Watermelon lemonade.
Okay, I love them.
Yes, they taste delicious.
Like maybe one of the best gummies I've ever had.
Ooh.
Like that's how serious I am about this.
That's very serious, which is interesting. I will say my favorite gummy that I've had ever is Peaches and Cream, the high-minded one. And we just talked about it last night. But these True. Are very yes. good. And these are live rosin, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they hit me real hard. How about you?
Oh my God, that's so, it's, there is nothing like getting hit hard with a like gummy when you're not expecting it. And you're just all yeah. of a sudden you're like, why do I feel like this? And you're like, oh yeah, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What did you ask me?
How did it make you feel? Like
I stacked it with other things. I can't really tell
like
you.
You're like going, you're probably like out and about and I'm just like dead to the world on my couch.
I actually did take one last night, but, and didn't really feel much of it. And then took the Peaches and Cream I minded. And then fell asleep. And at 3 a.m. when I woke up and had to use the restroom, when I stood up, I almost fell over.
Oh my God. You were like knocked out?
That's the thing is like I didn't feel like I was high or whatever. And I just fell asleep watching TV or whatever. It wasn't like I Stony Tony passed out, but I think it sunk in while I was sleeping.
Oh no.
Needless to say though, I remember waking up, I remember stumbling, but I went right back to bed. So that was, I had a great night's sleep.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. I did too. I took half of it. I could have taken the whole thing, but like even half of it, like it got me. But it did help my back pain after, because I'm like, I feel like I'm getting so old because something that usually like would never hurt my back, like I just moved, and granted it was like a bunch of books and stuff, but I was just like moving and cleaning stuff in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like in pain at the end of it. Like my legs were hurting, my back was hurting. Like I felt like a grandma.
Do you like now when you stand up, do you make a noise?
Yes.
There is an episode of Letterkenny and they talk about like the dad noise or something. And it's like every time you stand, this whole episode, that's what they do. It is so flipping funny. And I agree. Every time I get up, I'm like, ugh.
It hurts. Anyway, back to the gummy.
The gummy took it away.
The gummy made my back pain go away. And I was like trying to remember the name of it because it was such a unique name. And then I finally remembered it. And then I Googled them. And they have a really cool brand, Information Entropy, and they have they're like in an old church in Ann Arbor, like their dispensary is.
Oh. Okay.
So they have a dispensary and then they obviously like are vertical and have their own product, and I don't know, just it looks really cool, but I was like, what the fuck does information entropy mean? And so this is from Wikipedia because this like blew my mind. Information entropy is a concept of information theory. It tells how much information there is in an event. In general, the more certain or deterministic the event is, the less information it will contain. More clearly stated, information is an increase in uncertainty or entropy. I was like, who thought of this?
That sounds like a high trail of words to me.
I mean, don't try to make any sense of it. But I guess it can kind of be condensed to like tossing a coin. Like, you don't know, like there's equal odds that it'll land on a heads or a tails. And like the probability, like there's endless like opportunities for differentiation. I don't know.
So how does that relate then to this brand?
I cannot figure that out. I'm going to at them. So hopefully they listen to this, but like very intrigued by their brand. And I would love to know more. I could probably like go on their website and read a little bit more, but
could.
I want to know how they came up with that name.
History, if you will.
Are they scientists? Oh, shit. But what are you smoking this week?
Lemon cherry gelato.
Yum.
From High Minded. We just started 2 nights ago, I think. I've had it for a minute and opened it up. And first of all, it is sunset sherbet with Girl Scout cookie.
Mm, I like both of those.
And the description is that it's an indica dominant cross between sunset sherbet and Girl Scout cookies. True to its name, this bud smells and tastes like citrus and sweet berries with herbal piney undertones.
Ooh.
Potent but soothing, it slowly creeps into a warm, tingly stone that helps manage aches, pains, and anxieties. It's great for relaxing in the evening at home as it fades the space around you into soft focus, leaving mind, body equally at ease.
Wow.
Not going to lie, exactly what took place 2 nights ago. So we watched, or we were playing Rummy, because this is what we do now.
Love it.
And, you know, my boyfriend had surgery a while back and is in PT and stuff like that. And so, like, you're sore a lot. And he said, he was like, this is totally taking away the pain. Like, he really enjoyed it.
Love that.
But then he also made the comment of, like, he's like, I could sit on the couch and just, like, we were watching Modern Family. This is, like, our thing that we're doing. Which,
oh my gosh,
so fucking funny.
I should go back and rewatch that. Like, that's such a good show.
It is hilarious. And he's never seen it. So that's even more. And I've seen, like, I watched it while it was on. But anyways, he was like, I could get up and go do stuff, or I could sit on the couch. Like, either way, he was totally fine. I will say that it was almost, it hit in your head for me first, but it was short lived. And then, it's like I felt good. It was a really good. I liked it a lot. And now I feel like I've just gushed a lot. But
no,
it was all right.
I'm happy for you. That, I mean, I have not tried this strain yet, but I think I'd probably like it because I love Sour Sunset and I love Girl Scout cookies.
Exactly. I know. I don't know why it took me so long. So anyway, that's what I've been smoking. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
High thoughts.
High thoughts. Are you ready to hear our highest thoughts? It's time to recap the genius, or maybe questionable, ideas we stumble upon after getting Stony Tony. So we'll do that once we come back.
Bye.
I'm on a kick lately that, like, I feel fine. Like, it's not in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize I'm on a monologue.
But that's what the people want. They want our monologues.
I don't know about all, that. I don't
12
know.
Of our listeners
yeah.
want monologues on weed. All so we're going to give it to you.
Yeah. So, ideas. What's on your mind, idea lady?
Okay. So reading this back in my notes, this was a lot more interesting when I was stoned the other day. It made a lot more sense.
Reading it is very funny.
But I went to Kroger and I got this new, like, I don't know how else to describe it, but it was a new strain of apple.
Okay.
Like, it was called Cosmic.
I've seen it.
Cosmic, what the fuck is it called? Look at this. It's not Cosmic Cranberry. It's something.
I've seen it, but I mean, Go on.
Cosmic Honeycrisp. And I love a Honeycrisp apple.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds incredible. So I got one. It was an amazing apple, but like it was an apple on steroids. It was so sugary and amazing. But it got me thinking. I was like, I've never seen this before. Like, what if there were as many strains of apples and bananas and like
fruit
like that, like there were weed strains?
Amazing. Like, bananas would be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Apples, there are a lot of different ones.
That's true, but like there's always like a standard set. Like there, you know what is. I mean? Like, and this is
you're
the
not
first
wrong.
Time I'd seen a new one.
And I can tell you, same thing for like grapes. There's red and like green grapes, but now there's cotton candy grapes, and
yes.
those are like steroid grapes. They're amazing.
Yes, they are delicious. They're so sugary.
That's a new strain, right?
I mean, we need to get some scientists on this.
I'm telling you. I think
although I do, I was like, how many, you know, different like ways, like how did they do this? And is there any pesticides in here? Is there any bad shit in here? Like, what are they feeding these apples? Have these apples been lab tested?
Do you think that they don't have to go through the same strenuous things that we have to go through to grow weed?
I don't know. I don't know anything about appling, but
I mean, I'm pretty sure that no regulatory agency's coming in every week to pick up a batch and take it and test some and see if it has mold in it.
Probably not.
So I think these are all fair questions to this idea of yours.
And this was all going through my head as I'm in Kroger, like, try to act normal.
God, it's my favorite thing to do. I love getting high and going grocery store.
I know.
It
was
so
a good
great.
Time. And it was a new grocery store too. So I was like, I don't know anybody here.
It's a new one.
I just was like in like, I had to go drop off stuff at Goodwill. So that meant I had to go to a certain Kroger near
new
the Goodwill.
To you.
New to me.
Store.
Not my
Got
usual.
It. Not your usual Kroger.
And I am 84 years old.
It's fine.
What's your idea?
Well, here, it's funny because I got to bring up this already, but Letterkenny is the best show on TV.
Okay. I have not seen it, but I think I'd be into it.
It's interesting. So it's on Hulu. And they just put out their last season, like, at the end of December. And so I was watching it, and it's so good. But people either love it or hate it. And I've also realized that, like, my boyfriend has said, he's like, I enjoy watching it with somebody. Mm-hmm. I can watch it by myself. I think it's so flipping funny, and I can watch it all the time. But I will say, I have to watch it with, talking about being 84 years old, I have to put closed captioning on.
Same. I can't hear anything.
It's Canadian, and they also talk very fast, and there's just like the small nuances, and like it's hard. It's much easier to do on closed captioning.
Same.
But it is the best show on TV. It's a go-to of getting high and zoning out. Like, it can either be background, it can make me happy. It's just like the perfect show. The other one is, and this was a submission of Joints Are Good When Your Fave Team Loses Miserably. Here's been an interesting weekend.
This is a submission from somebody?
It is. And there was football games going on, and they were, this happened two different nights, two different teams. I had my son, he went on a close to a 50-minute rant on FaceTime. Like, his phone was down, but I was FaceTiming with our friends and my brother. And so we added him after this game, and he ranted his entire drive back to his house. Like, it was the most insane. And at the time I was like, this is crazy. Like, and I was laughing because my brother and my friend, they weren't so upset about it. And I was like, I can remember you guys acting like this in your 20s. So then the next day I get a text, and it's my brother, and he is now on a rant over his team that lost. And then I went out to dinner last night with a friend of ours, and she was talking about her boyfriend who, when this team lost, he freaked out so much and went upstairs and was like playing video games and then like screaming about it and whatever. And
oh my God,
like, which is what my son was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody. And so Joints make everything better. Like, stop ranting. and just smoke a joint, man.
What was the favorite team that everyone was so sad about?
Well, one was for the Colts game and one was for the Bears game.
Okay.
It was just dating it. That's why, because this won't come up.
Oh, well. Yeah, because the Colts didn't make it to the playoffs, yeah. Right? Spoiler alert.
I think we should probably just, that's why I didn't want to say the teams, because that way I didn't like date how long ago we recorded it.
I mean, that's fine.
So those were my ideas.
I love all of that. I do need to watch Letterkenny.
Oh my God, it is so good. And there's 12 seasons.
Holy shit.
They only do like 6 or 8 episodes though, but they're like 20 to 30 minutes. But they have like these like random like special episodes that have come out like at Christmas time. They did one for Women's History Month. Mm. They did a whole episode of, there was like a new doctor in town and the guys were all going to see it, or everybody was going to see the new doctor, and the guys wouldn't go because they were getting prostate exams and they were freaking out about it. And so then this like girl comes in and starts talking about like, oh, you're worried about that? And
oh yeah.
They have one of the guys lay down and put his feet up like they're in stirrups as she graphically describes what it's like to be a woman and go through. I mean, it is just, it is so flipping funny. The humor is very smart, but you have to pay attention because they talk so fast.
And very accent-y.
About a boot?
A boot.
A boot. Yeah.
Well, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to go back in time. Hot tub time machine.
Can't wait. It's time for our main event.
Finally.
Ooh, I'm going to get good at this. I'm going to start finding some intros for when we start talking about this.
Yes.
The main event. Like, I just want to, like, hand up in the air and scream it. Anyways.
Yes.
So today, we're going to go back in time with some high historical events that you may not have heard of. And some very funny things. And I'm going to do a movie review.
Yes.
Why don't you start?
All right, so I was looking into this, and I found this article about women's only hashish temples of Victorian London, and I am just amazed by all of it, and we will link the article. It was actually, I forgot to read that. It was from Cracked, and it's this beautiful, like, art deco. Like, we'll post a picture of it, newspaper clipping. But basically, it says, hashish is now the latest fad of the fashionable beauties of London. And within the precincts of Mayfair, there are at least half a dozen expensive and exclusive clubs restricted entirely to the fair sex. Count me in.
I know, right?
Why don't we have more of these?
Exactly.
In 2024.
Why did they go out of... Like, what happened? Why are they no longer around?
Well, it obviously sexism. Duh. They're like, at the end of the article, they're basically like, these women were just lying around all day and
smoking hashish.
Smoking hashish and being sluts. So we had to shut it down. Mm-hmm. But seemed like it was a good time while it was short lived. But
and this was from 1900?
Yep. By the Marquise de Fontenoy. That is the author.
Okay.
Anyway, it was incredible.
Love that.
I need more of this energy.
I love that. Yeah, for sure.
What did you find?
So, okay. So while we were talking about it in our meeting, like setting up how we were going to talk about the podcast, I made this, like, I've always known about the movie Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness, it was a anti-drug propaganda movie that came out in 1936. You can see it on Showtime. I did not watch it. Because what I did not know was that in 2005, a musical spoof was made of it.
Incredible.
And so I watched Reefer Madness, the musical. amazing.
How many stars do you give it?
So. It is, well, okay, I give it 5 stars. Let's just start there. So it is, it's a take on, like, the 1936, like I said, the propaganda film. It's kind of like Saturday Night Live meets Rocky Horror Picture Show. They had a baby and they were obsessed with weed. Like, that's the best way to say that and sum it up. It is I was shocked. So anyways, the story follows clean cut teen Jimmy Harper, who is Christian Campbell, brother of Nev Campbell.
Okay.
Who falls prey to the horrors of marijuana. Uh-oh. It leads to a series of absurdly exaggerated misadventures, including a hit and run accident, a stint at a brothel, and a descent into utter madness. Okay. So here's the thing. All of this is because if you smoke weed, you're going to turn into a zombie-like fiend. Also, I can't forget to mention, there's also a Bollywood-like dance number with Satan in a loincloth.
What the fuck?
In a loincloth.
I love this.
With a big marijuana leaf on it. It's insane.
And this is free on Tubi.
On Tubi, it's free, which means there's ads. You can rent it on Amazon, of which I will be renting this again.
Okay,
because
yeah.
It's so... Because I need to watch it without the commercials. Because honestly... Late at night, Stony Tony, you bring on commercials, you lose me. So anyways, So here's the characters.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. So we already said Jimmy Harper, who's Christian Campbell. There's Mary Lane, who is Kristen Bell.
How young was she in this?
2005. So this was, about 20 years ago. But this was probably during Veronica Mars, right?
Yeah. Just from the pictures I saw, it was kind of around that time, I feel like. She's so such a little baby.
Yeah. Okay. So that's who Jimmy's like girlfriend is. And she's super naive. Then there is the villainous weed peddler Jack, and he runs the reefer den. That is played by Steven Weber, which I know him from the show Wings, which is like an 80s show. But I recognized him as an actor as well.
Okay. And he runs the reefer den.
And then there's also, you can't forget, the lecturer, who is played by Alan Cumming, who is fantastic. And because the whole thing, it's like he's giving a lecture to these parents, trying to warn the parents about reefer and how bad it's going to be. And so, here it is. I wrote this and now I'm trying to like go off cuff here. So he's warning the audience of the, and I'm quoting, demon weed serving up some, they compare things of like, everything is, it's like you become a meth addict. That's basically what they're saying. So then other people that are in it, other famous actors are Nev Campbell, Anna Gasteyer. She's from Saturday Night Live. Oh, you'll know her if you see her. And I feel bad that I chopped her name up. And then Amy Spanger.
Don't know her.
She looked familiar. She has been in a few things. But each one of those roles is so flipping funny. Especially like Anna and Amy, they're two. They like basically live in the weed den. Okay, so here we go. It's a musical, like I said.
Makes it even better.
Yeah. And so one of the first songs, it's here, this is what I wrote. It's like a church choir gone rogue. Warning of the perils of pot with enthusiasm of a Broadway chorus line. And Mary Jane / Mary Lane, a song so catchy, you'll be humming it for days. Okay. They call out almost every political party in it, like saying, like, there's, I don't know. It is the most, I wrote down in a different area. I had like different things that they were singing about because it was so wild. This movie is just so insane. That's all I can say to you. Creeping like a communist. That's one of the first lines of the song, of this song I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
Turning children into hooligans and whores.
Oh.
Kids are targeted assassins of marijuana. That's what they also say.
Jesus.
I know. Totally insane. Anyways, here's the thing. The movie is amazing. And it's like beautiful costumes. Like, ooh, because it's still set back in the 1930s, basically.
Yeah.
And Kristen Bell, all of these people can sing. So it's like a legit musical. And as a matter of fact, it actually started on as like, I think they said, I read in an article somewhere that they like wrote it post 9/11 and like started performing it and then like took it and made a movie is the way that I read it. I could be wrong.
Oh, wow.
I have an article in here to read and stuff. So it's amazing. I highly recommend it. There's also one called, there's also another reefer man is where called Riff Tracks, which I had never heard of, but it's a voiceover that is supposed to be funny and they're breaking down the movie of the 1936 version. That is also on Tubi. All of them are. If you just search Reefer Madness on Tubi, there's quite a lot to offer.
I swear to God, when I like looked it up, it was like $7.99. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. No, Tubi.
But it's I should have.
It's a free. We watched, there's like other movies. The Night They Saved Christmas. It's like a 1984 made for TV movie that was also on Tubi during Christmas time.
Ooh.
It's a throwback to my younger childhood. Yeah. It's a great. I love Tubi. But you have to watch commercials.
Oh,
that's the problem.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Well, there's another anti-marijuana movie that came out a few years after Reefer Madness that the poster actually inspired our branding.
Yeah.
As the Devil's Lettuce Ladies. But it's basically like the same thing. Like the poster says, a vicious racket with its arms around your children, vice, degradation, sin. So it's basically the same thing. And I think the plot is like something around, like there's again a reefer den, but it's like a hot dog stand, like next to a school. Very silly. But I have always loved like
in the '80s, it would be like a van, a panel van.
I've just always loved the poster. Like the poster goes so hard, like that devil.
Oh, I love it.
He looks amazing. So I think they just inadvertently made it look really cool. But I mean, there was a lot of, anti-weed propaganda back then. These are definitely not the only pieces of that culture.
No, and I have one, like, I looked up that poster and almost bought it because I have a couple around here that I'm going to link, like, to show or whatever that I have hanging up in my office and stuff. And I think it's hilarious. So 1936, Reefer Madness came out. So that was 92 years ago. Am I right on that?
You're asking the wrong person to do a math equation.
I think I'm right. No. 88 years ago. Sorry. Okay. I had the wrong two.
88 years ago.
88 years ago. So in 88 years, we've gone from Reefer Madness to half the country has some sort of legal marijuana.
Yeah. I mean, we've come a long way. Should have happened way earlier.
Right. And obviously, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done for the people.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a prohibition state, so we know that life.
Yep.
But I had one little side note after, you know, our little high history lesson. I did, when I was, like, looking stuff up, I found that Kiva did a high history, like, video campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like small, little snippets that are meant for Instagram. But it's kind of like drunk history. Rachel Wolfson, a comedian I really like she's not like solely stoner comedy, but like,
mm-hmm. Ooh, I have to follow her.
Yeah. She was on Jackass for a while. So she's just kind of crazy and funny. But she has an episode on there. I just thought that was really cool. And they won an award at the Clio 2020 Clio Cannabis Awards. So this was like,
that's awesome.
Pre-2020. Kiva's been around for quite some time.
I actually just had a Kiva churro piece last night. No wonder why I woke up so high. Kiva churro piece, 20 milligram yummy, the live resin.
You woke up and you were still high. That's an effective churro.
Well, it was all throughout the night, but yeah. Yeah, it was a lot. I don't know, man.
Shout out to Kiva.
I do like them a lot. I love their chocolate, like the candy bars.
Oh,
so I good. Used to, and if I take a tea break for long enough that it can work for me, like their little espresso, chocolate covered espresso beans.
Oh, God, yeah. But that just reminded me of when I texted you about the information entropy gummies, and you respond. you responded back that you like, I just got back home. I'm going to pop one. And I was like, I wanted to respond back. How's the dry January going?
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Well,
but I was like, I'm not going to judge. I don't put restrictions on myself in January.
No, you know what? Went out last night and had dinner with friends. And our one friend was saying that he's trying to see just how much he can drink in January. I think that if I remember that correctly,
he's having a wet January.
Yes. Yes. No, I am not. I'm not drinking. Like at home or like, this sounds terrible. Like I had some sort of problem, which I don't, but like, I'm trying to just like Friday night, have a glass of wine while I'm cleaning the house or whatever. I'm not doing any of that. And only like if I go out with friends, like, and then my boyfriend and I aren't drinking like together. So even if we have like a date night, we're not, just to cut it out.
Do you feel better?
No, but I don't, drinking's not my jam. What I need to lay off the edibles. And honestly, I need to lay off the edibles just number one for the sugar and to get my tolerance down, because it's way too high.
Yeah, you can stack so many gummies and I'm like, 5 milligram puts me out.
I wish I could still do that because I like it and I liked that high better. I don't enjoy the high when you have to have like 30 or 40 milligrams of gummies. It's a different, it's different than a 5 milligram balance like Ripple or a 5 milligram Kiva almond thing or whatever. So I need to cut that out.
Yeah. The sugar is like, I actually was going to like bring us some sugar today. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to be like that asshole. That's like,
yeah,
here's some sugar while you're trying to.
And so I haven't had any sugar besides like trying, like obviously if I have a gummy or whatever in it, that is making a huge difference.
Oh, I'm sure you feel
cutting
amazing.
Sugar out. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I need to do that.
And I have gone back to like gluten-free. Actually, I'm trying to do mostly whole foods, but like I've had dinner out twice and so there's been something, but I've had gluten-free items and stuff like that. So yeah, I am feeling much better.
That's good.
It's probably why I'm sleeping so hard and then waking up stumbling.
That's good too. Well, I think it is time for our last segment, Puff or Pass, but we will take a quick break and come right back. If we puff on it, that means we like it. And if we pass, that means we're not into it. So what are we lighting up this week?
Stanley tumblers.
What do you think? Are you puffing or passing?
I'm puffing on them. I love them. They keep your drink cold. They don't leak. I have moved on from my hydro flask. I always go back. I actually have already switched out. It's funny that we're saying this, having this conversation, because I literally today switched to a different water thing because I've been drinking my Stanley. And every once in a while, like, because I go back and forth of, do I want a straw or not a straw? And like the Stanley is a straw and like the Yeti is like a cup, like, you know, with a lid that I just drink out of. Today I wanted a cup with a lid.
I do like a straw though.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely puffing.
I'm definitely puffing. And also literally like this, well, this week, this whole thing came out about like they collabed with Starbucks and did the whole Valentine thing.
Yep. And people were like waiting outside of Target for way too early hours for it. I mean, like
new Black Friday.
I would never do that. But like the marketing nerd in me is like, props to them.
That's, I was telling you, I know. And now I'm going to need, did I see if I can find it? I read this about this company. So, and it was from Neil Patel, like on Twitter, but they grew their sales from 73 to 750 million. And so this is a 110-year-old company. They've always, their target audience has always been working men. And then they throw some matte colors on a straw tumbler, and the women went crazy.
And they're making
bank,
ungodly money.
But it's a good product too. Like, I've always known Stanley. It's okay. So for me, I think of Stanley as, it's not even working to me. I think of Stanley as almost camping too, because we definitely had products that when we were camping as kids, we saw of Stanley. So that's how I think of them. Yeah. So I know the quality of it, but to then like to use it as an everyday item. Yeah, they really, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have a Stanley, and I have the one that has the handle, and I think I prefer mm-hmm. that than like as a handle at the top.
I do like that.
Instead of the like side grippy thing.
Agreed.
But I just like swinging around. It's great. But my only problem with this whole craze is the consumerism. You know, I gotta like a little bit of hippie over here and mm-hmm. like, why do some people need to like have, but I guess, you know what? I don't want to yuck their yum either. They're not hurting anyone. Like, but some people have too many Stanleys. Like the people that have just like shelves of like every color. I'm like, are you even using those?
Yeah. I mean, I get. I also have an entire cabinet full of different types of drink containers. So same.
Yeah, I'm also a hoarder.
Yeah, but I agree.
Some people take it to a crazy level, but I mean,
I used to back when like the Nalgene craze. See, this is the evolution of the drink water drinking bottles. Back in my Nalgene phase,
those were like so hot at I know. One point.
Yeah, they were. And then you went to Yeti, and now we're on to Stanley. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like as people have started to, I don't know, drink water.
We're drinking water. Well, I mean, I don't know. You could put anything in the Stanley tumbler.
Oh, and I do. They were also paired with like a company. Like that was their gear. That we used at Under Canvas, like there, when we got there, we had mugs and like little wine glasses that were Stanley, like branded and stuff. It was very nice. Cool. So, but once again, camping, like that's how I always think of them. But
very powerful brand.
It is powerful.
Yeah. Now they've awesome. Solidified themselves
mm-hmm.
for real.
Are we keeping this next puff? What's this next puff or pass?
I don't know what happened.
Okay,
down there.
Is that an idea that needs to be come back later?
I think it might, because I don't think I've said that one before.
I don't think
so
you
I've
have.
Just got an I have an extra high idea for next Ooh, time.
That's so good for you. I'm kind of jealous.
Well,
I think so we're just putting a bow on this.
Put a bow.
Okay.
Kiss it goodbye.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening and hanging out with us.
If you like what you heard today, please tell all your friends and then rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon.
Follow us on Instagram at The Devil's Lettuce Ladies, on Twitter at Lettuce Ladies, or head over to our website at thedevilslettuceladies.com.
Until next time, flower to the people.
And smoke the patriarchy.